The very visible summer constellation that we know as Scorpius is not seen as a predatory insect by all cultures. The New Zealander Maoris knew Scorpius as Maui's fishhook. And their mythology tells them that one day while Maui was out fishing, he was trying out his new hook. It wasn't new to him. It had been a jawbone passed down from generation to generation, and it had finally found its way into Maui's hands. Maui took that jagged jawbone and he attached it to his fishing line. He tied it on tightly because he didn't want to lose it. He wanted to be able to pass it on to his son. He threw it into the great ocean, and down it went. Down, down, down into the depths of the sea. Finally, he felt it lodge. It got stuck on something at the bottom of the ocean. He tugged. Oh, he couldn't lose this hook. It was terribly important to him. And he pulled and tugged and heaved and pulled it left and pulled it right. Finally, it came loose. But he'd been pulling so hard, it came up to the surface with a great rush, and it brought up with it a huge fish island. The island was green on top with grass, beautiful tropical paradise, palm trees swaying in the breeze all around the island. The islanders were busy cooking, hunting, and living a peaceful tropical life. Maui saw all this and thought, well, I can't put this back. I'd probably drown all those people. So he told them, look, be careful, because your island is only so big, and if you cut it up or hurt it in any way, you'll kill it, because it was in fact a huge fish. Oh, the people didn't listen, and they started to cut pieces out of it. Hack, hack, cut, cut, saw, saw. You could hear them grinding into the bones of the fish as they cut it into pieces. After a while, the island began to have a rather jagged look, and in fact, it ended up with a serrated edge along one side where they had kept cutting and hacking away. Finally, they'd cut so much into the island that the north half and the south half of the great fish broke in half, and is now the island we know as New Zealand. Maui's hook, when it came up to the surface with that huge fish island attached, it sprang free as the fish hit the surface of the water, but it came up with such force it just kept on going, that hook, and landed in the sky. And so we see clearly over New Zealand, Maui's fishhook stuck in the sky now, and the island cut in half.